Welcome back to RVN TV Morning Coffee. My name is Al Seaman.
Joe Osamendi here.
And this installment of Morning Coffee is brought to you by Alloy Silverstein, 856-667-4100, mm-hmm. Terrific accounting firm here in South Jersey. And we're welcoming to our program Brigitte Thito. Brigitte, nice to have you here. Brigitte is the CEO of Family Care. The therapeutic power of essential oils is now recognized by healthcare professionals and has been confirmed in clinical studies. The antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties of essential oils can help to strengthen our immune system, prevent and address daily health concerns with natural solutions. So choosing, measuring, and combining these essential oils can be a complex task. And we've got Brigitte here to explain to us how to do that correctly.
Okay.
So Brigitte, welcome to the program. And Joe?
Yeah. Brigitte, what makes the Self-Care One app different in the marketplace?
Okay, thank you very much for your warm welcoming. And to answer your question, I would say that what makes us different is that we are more simple. We make it simple. You know, when you refer to the essential oils use and the natural health solution, it's really complex. It's really crowded. There are many products. And the system makes you buy a lot of different products. You don't know how to handle them, what is the dosage, when to use them, how to select them. So we want to make it more simple. And our app, that's called Self-Care One, addresses all the barriers of usage, complexity, stock, cost, safety. So we want less for more, more for less, sorry. And we propose an application that is really easy to use and with just 8 essential oils that we have worked on for 2 years, you can have up to 1,000 combinations. And why 1,000 combinations? To ensure that you can cover your issue, everyday health issues, so it could be stress, sleep, digestion issues, skin issues, so many different issues, just with 8 essential oils and 1 vegetable oil that is a carrier oil. So we make it possible with just a few oils, with easy solutions. You know exactly which oils to use, how many drops of them, when to use them, and certainly how to apply them. Because most of the people confuse between diffuser, so the essential oils that you can have in the air, and oils that you use for therapeutic reasons, so that you can ingest or inhale or apply.
Hmm. Is there anything different, Brigitte, about your particular essential oils?
Yeah, I mean, we as I said, we have worked 2 years to propose the 8 essential oils that can cover all everyday issues that we have mentioned in the app. So we have more than 40 health issues, and we have selected the 8 essential oils that you can buy. We have a kit. We sell a kit of 8 essential oils, and later on we will sell cartridges that you can use in our dispensers. But at the present moment, you can use the application for free. And if you buy these 8 essential oils, you are okay with the whole family with a personalized usage, because it's not just 8 essential oils, it's not just 40 health program, but it's personalized dosage for each member of the family. So if, for example, your wife is pregnant, she will not have the oils as for your children who's 7-year-old. So that's very important. We are facilitating the use. We are making it less complex, but more safe because personalized.
Why do you think holistic healthcare is so important, Brigitte?
Well, you know, I mean, benefits of holistic healthcare is not to be proven anymore. We have in the U.S. Integrative medicine, so it is embraced by doctors. you know that the impact of stress, for example, I'm stressed. I mean, you are interviewing me. I am in Europe currently. You are far away. We don't see each other. It's a bit stressing, so it will have impact on my health. We all know that. And yesterday I was also listening to David Sinclair from Harvard. You know, it's a PhD professor and it's from the Department of Genetics. And he's also recognizing that it's not just about taking medications or it's also doing sport. It's body and mind. So it's really recognized. What I want to stress is the importance of prevention and personalization. I've talked about personalization just before, as the app allows you to have your personalized dose of natural solution on an everyday basis, because you know people want to address their recurrent health issue with natural solutions. So it's important to have natural solution. It's not replacing the doctor, but the idea is to have something personalized, but also to prevent stuff. So it's not just that holistic healthcare is important, but holistic for me includes prevention. You know, if you look at, for example, pain relief, I've been 20 years in the pharma industry, and I learned that when you start using your treatment on pain, for example, as early as possible, you're going to be treated better. So to have a solution at the beginning of your issue is better, and it helps you not to have to treat with medication later on.
What is it like being a woman, female business owner in your industry?
That's very interesting for me to be able to mention that on the radio. You know, when you're a female business owner, you feel that you're paving the way for the other women who want to go into entrepreneurship. And you know, you are men, and I don't know, you feel it, but men look at me like I'm a special case. So it can be nice feeling, it can be a wrong feeling. I don't know if you consider me as a special case, but that's what I feel. And, you know, to be very specific in terms of pros, for example, we have feminine flexibility, so that can help in situations. So, I mean, as a woman, I don't care if I am having the last word, you know. So it's a bit fun to say that, but reality. And also another thing I wanted to say that in pros, I mean, as a woman, you can connect the dots between the various teams of the company quite easily. So in terms of cons, I think we have less women peers, so that's a pity. We are not so many. We have also an issue with the investors, because they are really used to work with men, to invest in men founders, and because they have less benchmark on women in tech. Although the study show that we, most of the time, bring more return on investment. So that was the con that could be a positive in the future, because we show as women that we are bringing more return on investment.
What's been so hardest in your business journey, Bridget?
Well, you know, I live in one country and I work in two other countries, so I have to travel all the time. And for a woman, you know, it triples the dressing cost. But to be really serious, the most difficult part of my job today is to adapt constantly between the business priorities. So I should work on the development, because, you know, we have developed an app, but we are developing a dispenser that will be ready soon. And so I have to adapt between the business priorities, product development, team management, but also the investors' relations. And, you know, as a startup, we spend a lot of time in connecting with investors.
Cool. Bridget, maybe you can explain to our audience how they could learn more about the Self-Care One app and maybe where they can go to download it.
Yes, of course. So Self-Care One, so all attached, Self-Care One, you can find it on iOS and Android. Mm-hmm. So this app is really easy to use. With one app, you could have different profiles. So you could have your children, your wife, your cousin, whatever, if they agree. And for each profile, you enter your information, your age, if you're taking some medication. All questionnaires are only related to improving the use of essential oils and have it a safe way. For example, if you have some epilepsy, you would not have essential oils. So you enter your profile, and every day you can use it. You have a kind of back pain, you have a digestion issue, you didn't sleep well, and you go directly in the app, and the app tells you exactly how many drops of oils from the 8 oils that are selected. So you have the choice, and it gives you how many drops of oils you have to use, how many drops of the carrier vegetable oils you have to use, how many times you have to use it per day. It enables you to receive reminders. It enables you to give a feedback. Are you feeling better after a while? So that the app can learn from your usage and improve in terms of personalization. So far, we cover more than 40 everyday issues. And we allow this app to be used from families with children above 7 years old, from 7 years old. And soon, this application enables you to cover all these issues with just a few oils. So it simplifies the selection of oils. It gives you the exact dosage, exactly when to use it, for how long. And as I said, you can give your feedback. So you know more about what to do and what you've done in the past. You have your calendar. But what is the most important thing is that you have a barrier of manipulating the drops. So in the next month, we will sell a dispenser that will be connected to this app, so that when you have chosen your program, you will have your drops dispensed by the dispenser at home. So it's called Self-Care One.
Well, Bridget, thank you so much for being on Morning Coffee. We have to go. We need to take a break. But recommend to everybody that they learn more about Self-Care One, help you with 1,000-plus essential oil combinations, mm-hmm. all tailored to tackle a wide variety of health concerns. Thanks for joining us today, Bridget, and we'll be right back with more Morning Coffee after these commercial messages.
Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.